Hi and welcome to this issue of the podcast. My name is Richard Smith. You can find out more about me over at therichardsmith.com. So, today, it's really interesting as I do this podcast, we're leading up to Christmas 2025 and I am going to talk to you about decision making because we all struggle with it. And particularly as small business owners, when we get in the office in the morning, there's a million and one things to do. There's always a crisis. There's always the burning embers of last night's bonfire smouldering away, which could spark into life at any minute. And that's the way we live. And I certainly encourage all of my customers to recognise that, but start to pull back and get some focus so we can always see the bigger picture. We can always see the bonfires that we lit a couple of days ago that may be about to bite us on the backside, as they say. But I want to talk about speed of decision making today because I've given up the number of times I've sat in front of a client and said, we need to do this and that, we need to do A and B, we need to look at this and that. And we've always got these constantly moving parts. And very often, a decision is not made because we have this issue of overwhelm. We have this issue of not being able to make a decision because each one of the moving parts needs to be moving before we can determine exactly what the right thing to do is. And that very often leaves us in this awkward position of being stuck, of being, you know, not able to quite pull the trigger and make the right decisions. And the problem we have with that is that big corporations do this. They mither and dither and don't make decisions because it's all done by committee. But as a small business, we don't need to do that. But there is always this issue of not having all the information. We've always this issue of not knowing exactly what the market's going to be doing. And we also need to be aware of the fact that our competitors, those people that we're pitching against, won't necessarily wait for us to deliberate. They will just take action. And this whole thing about what's facing us now, the opportunity we have in front of us, is not going to wait. It just isn't going to wait for us to sort of be thorough and make the right decisions. And the whole idea of this, and this is sort of management theory from a while back, is talking about one-way and two-way doors. And so, you know, a one-way door is an irrevocable decision once we've made it to get rid of a member of staff, to stop selling product Y or selling product X, or not doing things in a particular way. These are one-way doors which are irreversible. And then we've also got the whole issue about two-way doors. We can go backwards and forwards through it. And again, that applies to hiring someone, launching a new product, looking at making some changes to our business that if they don't work, it's not a problem at all. We can stop doing them and come back to where we are. And so this whole thing about entrepreneurship and managing our own business very often involves these decisions about whether it's going to be a fixed, irreversible decision or whether or not it's a decision that can be reversed quite easily. But in order to grow, in order to adapt and be fit for the future, if you like, is that we need to be making lots more of these decisions that are reversible, because that is how we develop, that is how we grow. So rather than spending days and weeks and months mulling over what the options are, just do it, just get on with it, just crack on, do it, make the changes, and if necessary, we can pull it back. Particularly if you're marketing a particular product, you can do that as a side issue. Effectively, you create a side hustle within your business, if you like, and just to test out a way of working, a method of doing things, a method of products. And just asking yourself, you know, is this going to be a reversible decision? Is it going to be something that I can come back from? Anyway, my name is Richard Smith. You can find out more about me over at therichardsmith.com. If you're a small business owner, I hope this helped. If you're stuck with any of this, then please don't hesitate to get in touch. And I will walk you through some of the issues. Hopefully we can work together. If not, enjoy.